What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, today, we're here to talk about, well, first of all, I hope you all are having a wonderful Monday morning. And I'm pretty sure it's a pretty damn good Monday morning for Giants fans. The New York Giants have clinched the number 6 seed. We are back in the postseason for the first time since 2016. I don't really think you guys know how much. I don't think you guys know how long I've been waiting to say that. You know, it's been a long time, obviously, since this team as a whole has been in the postseason. You know, but I just want to talk about Daniel Jones and his future and Brian Daboll and just how, I just want to talk about how different and how for real this football team is. You know, this is not the same Giants team that you would see in the past where the Giants would have opportunities and someone would mess it up. That wasn't the case. You know, the Giants went, they went into a game at home and they played a team that they should have beaten, and that's what they did. And not only that, the Giants put up, and I think I said this yesterday, the Giants put up the most points. You know, this is the first time the Giants have ever put up more than 20 points. You know, so like I was saying before, when it comes to great coaching and when it comes to giving your quarterback that seems to be your franchise quarterback, and you give your running back, who is literally one of the best running backs in the league, in my opinion, when you surround them with talent, good things happen. And that's that's what you're seeing with the Giants. They weren't playing that type of bend but not break type of football game. They came in and they smashed the walls down, and they reminded every NFL team, even though it was against a 4-1 Colts team, we're coming. You know, and I'm gonna say this: if the New York Giants end up playing the Minnesota Vikings, which there is a possible chance that could happen, that could be a fun game. That's probably, in my opinion, going to be the best playoff matchup out of every playoff game, you know, in the NFC conference. It was just the little things that killed the Giants against the Vikings. The defense was lacking, you know, on that third and long play. Let me ask you this question: What do you guys think would have happened if that game went to overtime and the Daniel Jones had the ball? And we know how many situations Daniel Jones has been in. This guy has 5 game-winning drives. I'm pretty sure Daniel Jones would have. If Daniel Jones would have had the ball, the Giants would have won that game. Because we were killing the Vikings. You know, it was just the little things. You know, and you can see, even though we went up against a 4-1 Colts team, you can see when the Giants play a full, complete game, this team, you know, if Daniel Jones plays a full, complete game, he will give you an opportunity to win. And I don't care what people have to say. You can believe me or not, but that happened. You know? And Daniel Jones, I think it's simple to say that, and it's very obvious, this guy has proved he's the right choice for the Giants to be their franchise quarterback. I mean, there's really nothing to say. I mean, look, you can go ahead and picture it now. Daniel Jones leading the New York Giants down the field in the Super Bowl. Now, look, it may not be this year, but maybe at some point in the not too distant future, an absurd vision moved more than a few yards closer to reality Sunday when a quarterback who had been mocked on arrival as just another first-round reach inspired the home fans, including myself, to stand and chant his name. By playing with reckless, abandon in this 38-10 shredding of the Colts, Daniel Jones cleared the first two hurdles in the making of a potential championship quarterback in the New York market. One, he earned the respect and affection of a tough crowd, and two, he led his team to the playoffs. And I'm pretty sure some of the critics that have been so silent when Daniel Jones and the Giants were 6-1, even if Daniel Jones, leads his team to the postseason, which he has, I'm pretty sure those same critics were going to say, oh, that wasn't because of Daniel Jones. It was because of Saquon Barkley. It was because of the offensive line. It's those fans that tick me off, because they're not going to give a guy any credit. I don't know. It irks the hell out of me. Now look at, never the end of year four. After so much conspired against him in years 1, 2, and 3, Daniel Jones actually made MetLife Stadium feel like his own. Reborn under rookie head coach Brian Daboll, Daniel Jones played with the kind of defiance that suggested he was saying a big, loud F you to everyone who doubted him. He threw for 2 scores, ran for 2 scores, and absorbed a ton of unnecessary hits to the body and head while barreling through the Colts for 91 yards rushing. Daniel Jones was raging against the ticket holders and columnists and talking electronic heads who had ripped him, and rightfully so at times, for being a turnover machine, a slow reader of defenses, and a guy who couldn't stay out of the trainer's room or tub. Though he'd never ever admit it for public consumption, Daniel Jones was also raging against the employers. Brian Daboll, new general manager Joe Shane, old co-owner John Mara, who decided not to pick up his $22.4 million fifth-year option. On one fourth-quarter drive alone, Daniel Jones stiff-armed Bobby Okereke to the ground and rebounded from the linebacker's personal foul, which was obviously when Daniel Jones' helmet bounced off the turf to crash through Okereke at the end of a 10-yard touchdown run. This right here was a Duke grad taking a Stanford grad to the School of Hard Knocks. That was literally the entire picture when I saw Daniel Jones stiff-arming a 200 to 300-pound linebacker. Giants receiver Darius Slayton, he said it was stressful watching his quarterback play bully ball. He said I'd rather him slide, but I think he showed his toughness. He's a real football player. He's not a quarterback that sits in the pocket and sits above everybody. Stuff like that just shows you who he really is inside and what he's willing to do to win. And that's what everything I'm saying, everything Darius Slayton just said, was literally the kind of things I was saying. If you surround this guy with a good supporting cast and a good offensive coordinator that could give him a shot to win the game, that's what he's doing. Like I said, 5 game-winning drives. Look at, recalling bygone boos that rained down on Daniel Jones from the MetLife rafters, Darius Slayton said he wanted to jump into the crowd and chant for the quarterback himself. It was that kind of festive day in Jersey. Brian Daboll pulled Daniel Jones in the middle of the fourth quarter so the fans could tell the sixth overall pick from the 2019 NFL draft exactly how they feel about him now that he's a healthy, productive winner at least. You know, John Mara said when it was over, he's such a great teammate and a great person. Just happy for him. You draft him as high as we drafted him. We got a lot of criticism. He took a lot of criticism. And to see him coming into his own is very gratifying for every Giants fan. You know? Look at, yes, John Mara will be signing Daniel Jones to a new contract this offseason. The co-owner was among of the first big believers, telling the Post before last season that he saw Jones as a future Super Bowl champ. John Mara said this in the offseason, in the beginning of this year's offseason. I can say that without any hesitation. You know, John Mara was also asked if he thought this guy could match the two Super Bowl titles claimed by Eli Manning. John Mara, you know what John Mara said? I don't see why not. If we put the right pieces around him, and voila, look what happens. A lot of pieces are still required. The Giants' top receivers against the Colts, which were Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins, both of those guys had more than 200 players picked before them in their respective drafts. These are the reasons why the Giants missed the playoffs 5 straight years and went 43 straight games without scoring at least 30 points. You know, Brian Daboll said he gave Daniel Jones his curtain call opportunity. You know, he was also saying this wasn't a day to fret over. He was also saying, I thought he earned it. And truer words couldn't be spoken. Staying on brand, the quarterback rejected multiple chances to bask in the glow of the fans' ovation, other than to say, this guy was grateful. Really alternative for sure, and did slip for a moment when asked if he'd savor this victory more than others. Daniel Jones responded before pivoting to a standard team-centric messaging. Yeah, I will. You know, so look it. All I gotta say is this. Other Giants said, but the quarterback would not. His running mate, Saquon Barkley, called the chant a beautiful thing. He called Daniel Jones the toughest quarterback in the league and called the idea that his friend was obvious to pass criticism nonsense. Saquon Barkley was saying he heard what everyone had to say. And Daniel Jones responded. He jogged off the field with his right thumb pointing skyward and later announced in the locker room to Daboll surprise that the Giants would take the next 2 days off. Saquon Barkley was saying, Daniel Jones is the man now. When you have that guy at the quarterback position, you believe you can win any game, including the biggest game, at a time and place to be named leader. You know, it has everything to do with believing in yourself and giving the guy that believes in himself, giving him the right pieces. And that's what happened. You know, I proved you all wrong. I proved every critic wrong that if you give this kid something to play behind of, he's going to give you something to watch. And voila. There's your answer, folks. Daniel Jones is going to be the future quarterback of the New York Giants. Like it or hate it. But other than that, I'm going to rest and I'm just gonna take this week and enjoy it, and I'll see you guys tomorrow when I do my podcast. I also appreciate all of you guys, you know, joining me on this crazy journey. You know, there's a lot of crazy things happening this year in the NFL, and yeah, but like I said before, guys, before I leave. My podcast, what did I say? Never judge a book by its cover. Just because a guy gets drafted by a bad college doesn't mean you can't win with him. Look at Eli Manning. No one thought Eli Manning could do anything. But look what happened. Tom Coughlin gave him Plaxico Burress. He gave him Amani Toomer. He gave him two stud running backs and Brandon Jacobs and Tiki Barber. And look what happened. The same thing that's happening with Eli, it's the same thing that's happening with Daniel Jones. Surrounding, giving this kid what he needs and letting him do what he does. Other than that, I'm out. Peace.